This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Pastor Anita Hill. Anita is pastor at Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia. And last week, I sure hope you were listening, because we had Pastor Henry Wright from the same church, and he was talking about how God has shown him that there are doorways, and they are very specific for each specific disease. And when you can close this doorway, you can stop that disease at its very roots. And as you know, I have been searching, and I'm not going to be satisfied till I see what Jesus said in the New Testament. He said, you'll do the same works I've done and even greater. Well, that is our minimum. And I'm not satisfied till we hit that. And as a matter of fact, Jesus didn't turn anyone down. And Jesus healed everyone that came to him. And I want nothing short of that. And so I've been looking for the keys. And I believe that we're onto a key that I'm so excited about. And I have a woman on the phone, Anita Hill, who is also a pastor at Pleasant Valley Church in Thomaston, Georgia. She is a nurse and a teacher. And her job there is to identify the roots of diseases. Anita, you've identified the roots of something like 500 diseases?
Well, collectively we have, led by the basic teaching from the word that Pastor Henry Wright has set the stage for the roots of many diseases, and then we have extrapolated from that and recognized other illnesses that have a commonality with us. Some of the diseases he already recognized.
Now let's just kind of recap for the Mishpucha, because your testimony is in the book we're offering this week called The More Excellent Way. The book identifies at least 17 diseases that you had. You were a nice atheist, stuck in a body. The New Age couldn't help you. Nothing could help you. You had environmental illnesses to the point where all your hair fell out. You couldn't wear clothing. You could only eat beets. You were on oxygen for 11 years. You had a rare kidney disease, hypothyroidism. You had organic brain syndrome. You had, multiple chemical sensitivity, cervical and lumbar osteoarthritis. You had kidney problems. You had psychiatric diseases. You had tendonitis, bursitis, bladder infection. It goes on and on. You were legally blind in both eyes. Your mental problems were so bad that you spent many years in a mental institution. You were catatonic at times. You had such a horrible background being raised, and so you're in one of these, let's call it a safe house because of the environmental problems that you had. You're with a nice Jewish girlfriend, roommate, and she's a law school a graduate from Harvard University. But she has as bad diseases as anyone, these environmental, and then all of a sudden you find out she's a believer in Jesus and she gets healed. What effect did this have on you? Because you tried New Age and it didn't help.
Right. And I would like to mention that I was legally blind without my glasses. And now I can pass the Georgia test without my glasses, and the doctor says that is a real miracle. the eye doctor. But when she called, she wanted to get some things out of storage at my house. And immediately hearing her voice, I knew something was different. And she wasn't going to tell me because so many people had given her a bad time about maybe being a Christian, let alone being healed by God. And so she was holding back. But she finally told me, and immediately when she told me her story about her healing and that she had accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior, I knew I wanted to know this living God. And I wasn't as sure about getting healed of all my diseases, but I had known this God earlier in my life, and I wanted to reconnect out of that. And I immediately called a friend of mine who was my astrologer, and I did pendulum readings for her.
Oh, you did.
And she began weeping, and I said, "Why are you weeping? You're not a Christian." And she said, "Because I'm going to have to give up my guru immediately." It was like she knew.
You know, it reminds me almost of my Jewish mother, and that is that even before she was a believer, she was going around witnessing to people. It's anyway. So you get this Henry Wright on the telephone. What does he say to you?
Well, I get in touch with his ministry, and one of his ministers started teaching me the word over the phone because I was in no position to go all the way from, the ministry was in Florida at the time, and I was in San Francisco on oxygen for 11 years in a foil-lined room and barely able to wear any clothing. I finally could wear some silk and linen, and it's a bit of a stretch when you're paying $200 for your sheets.
Because any other type of sheet you'd be allergic to.
I could only do linen and silk.
Hmm.
And I did not have a bed to sleep in for 11 years. I slept on a metal frame that was only about 24 inches wide.
Why didn't you sleep on a bed?
Because I couldn't tolerate mattresses and all the chemicals that would be in mattresses.
Anita, you must know what it really is to suffer. You must have tremendous compassion for people that are suffering.
I do. I am one of the ways that I am effective in ministry is that people say, "I know you know the kind of thing I've gone through," and I always tell them I can't know exactly how they feel, but I know what it's like to suffer, but I also know what it's like to be victorious in Christ, because God healed me.
And for those that are just tuning in for the first time, this is nothing compared to all she's been healed of, but she's 68 years young, and most people, when they see her, they think she's in her 40s, and God has given you you're almost a sign and a wonder just by your appearance.
Right. When I first came to the ministry, I had to have people walk and hold me up on both sides because I was so allergic to grass and trees, or if I smelled car exhaust on the street, I would fall. I would, you know, fall several times a day, and even in my home, let alone in the street. And They would try to take me out for a walk when I came to the ministry and would assist me like this. And within a week, I was jogging down that same street. And since I'd been healed, even though I previously had osteoarthritis in my spine, I was able to go to Switzerland and climb mountain trails. And that was a real victory.
What about your kidneys?
Well, I had had I had been on an artificial kidney machine because I took 60 sleeping pills and was in a coma for a month, and my kidneys shut down. And from being on the artificial kidney machine, I developed a rare kidney disorder and could not hold on to calcium and potassium, and had to carry bottles of it around with me because I'd start having heart attack symptoms. And this went on for 11 years, and God also healed that.
Now, when you went into the ministry, could you eat normal food?
No, I came to the ministry, and I told them that they would have to get some organic beets for me. I had a few jars.
That's quite an appetite. I mean, just beets? That was the only thing that you could eat?
Without severe reactions. At one point, I...
Weren't you sick of beets?
Yes, I was, but at least they didn't make me critically ill. I would get heart attack symptoms if I ate some foods like beef and so forth. So I had to take an injection for every food I ate. They neutralized me at the hospital in Texas. For every, even lettuce would put me out for days with pain in my joints and depression and whatever. And so after a while, I could no longer afford to take the shots, and I also started reacting to them and was becoming more sensitive. So it was like playing Russian roulette to eat anything. I did eat some foods, even though they made me very sick, because I wanted to stay alive. But at the point where I got that phone call from my friend, I had really decided to turn my face to the wall and die and let myself starve and not take water anymore. I couldn't even drink water without severe reactions and had to have a glass distiller in order to process my water.
So you're saying if God hadn't interceded in your life, you would have probably taken your life if you hadn't died naturally at that point.
Right. At that point, I couldn't take it anymore. I had had 56 years of suffering from the time I was born. My first suicide attempt was at the age of 8. And throughout my life, I made many attempts on my life because I felt that I just didn't belong in this world.
After a few weeks, what was your eating like when you went to Henry Wright's for ministry?
Well, guess what? I went to, after 1 week, I went to a Jewish deli that had a gas leak and had pastrami sandwich, and I also had cheesecake.
If you hadn't been healed, what effect would that have had on you?
Well, one, I wouldn't have gotten in the door with the gas leak. I would have collapsed at the door and probably started having heart attack symptoms. If I had drank the milk, I probably would have become suicidal, you know, with the cheesecake, with the milk in it. And with the beef, I would have become very disoriented. I guess that's what pastrami's from. And the bread with wheat, I would have been totally out of my mind with reactions.
Listen, we're out of time. The reason I'm interviewing her, Mishpucha, and I'm saying there's nothing going on in your life to compare like this. If God could heal Anita, he can heal you. If God wanted to heal Anita, he wants to heal you. We're suggesting you get started with the book, A More Excellent Way, in which you'll find various diseases and the root causes of these diseases. We're asking for a suggested donation of $25 or more. And I urge you to come back tomorrow. I mean, we are finding that it is God's will that you be well. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.